Proclamation number 0936 of 29th of May, 1939. Life. Spirit from God. Natural law. Life is everything that contains the Spirit from God. But thus all life will also be conditioned by God's Spirit, i.e., God's strength will always have to be active in order to enliven matter, and thus matter and God's Spirit always come into contact, and that's how life comes into being. A being that is constantly becoming active itself. And this activity is the working of spiritual strength and can be observed everywhere. Every newly created living being is bound to the activity which is its destiny according to divine law. All spirit from God assigns the specific activity to the being, and the being now carries out the activity which is intended for it by the Creator. And all activity of living beings is based on a certain order. The more regular duties a living being has to carry out, the more obvious the divine order becomes, which people then describe with the word, natural law. A certain regularity can indeed be observed, and this reveals the spiritual influence which is exerted on every being on the part of the Creator. But at the same time it is the best proof that a will controls everything and that this will is continuously active so that the living being does not cease to be. For even if endless times pass, the earth will continue to be alive, and this life will always be conditioned by spiritual strength. And the spiritual strength will always and forever bear witness to a supreme being which constantly sends this strength into the universe. If everything on earth were completely motionless and therefore dead, then divine or spiritual activity could certainly be denied, yet life itself, which always appears to people in all things, is the most telling evidence of a constantly expressing strength, and if the human being himself remains constantly active he will also fulfill the destiny which was assigned to him from the beginning, thus he will use the spiritual strength and, to a certain extent, life is external life as a human being and at the same time a spiritual life, to which he is likewise impelled by spiritual strength. Thus he will fulfill a task which is assigned to him, either in a purely earthly sense or also as a life-giver in a spiritual respect. Only everything will and must live, because the Spirit from God cannot tolerate anything dead. For he himself is, after all, the true life and the greatest spirit of love from eternity. Amen.